God's guaranteed plan for you is to have all-round success. Therefore, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi.
So without a dream, there is no future. In fact, without a dream, you are sunk. Without a dream, you are sunk. Without a dream, the future is left to chance, left to luck, left to trial and error. The starting point of success is a dream. The starting point for success is a dream. And the good thing, there's a dreamer in the Bible, an outstanding dreamer in the Bible. Joseph, the dreamer. And the principles he lived by would be so useful for most Nigerians today. This young man was born. The Bible says his father loved him more than all of his brethren. And his father loved him more than all of his brethren and made him a coat of many colors. But his brothers hated him. What was his response to the hatred and the adverse environment around him? The Bible says, and Joseph dreamed a dream. And Joseph dreamed a dream. In the physical, his brothers were dominating his life. In his dream, he was dominating them. That is what every Nigerian needs to learn today. That the adverse situation in our economy is not an excuse for failure and poverty. It is a challenge to dream. It's a challenge to dream. He developed a dream that swallowed up the reality of his adversity. I love it. Respond to adversity with dreams. Superior dreams. In the physical, he was the errand boy of the house. But in his dreams, all of them were bowing down to him. And you see, the physical situation is only true for today. It may not be true for tomorrow. The only thing that guarantees tomorrow is the dream of the heart. Tomorrow begins in the dreams of today. That's how God has designed life. So the mistake most people make is that they allow the reality of today to form the dreams of their hearts, which therefore guarantees the perpetuation of their adversity. Because for as long as the dream of the heart agrees with the reality of today, the reality of today will still be the reality of tomorrow. The only way you can guarantee a change in the future is a change on the inside. While outside is negative today, if you catch a dream in your heart, then tomorrow can be better. Now the Bible says the man came and declared his dream. And his brothers hated him yet the more for his dreams. Genesis 37 verse 8. Verse 9, and Joseph dreamed another dream. The more they hated him, the more he dreamed. Or the more he dreamt. Listen, when their hatred increased, the size of his dream increased. Because the first time the dream he had was that all his 11 brothers were bound down to him. When they hated him the more, he added his father and mother to it. You understand? Hallelujah. The more they hated him, the more he dreamt. Satan will challenge your dream by increasing the size of your adversity in order to swallow up your dream. Now, you don't allow the adversity to swallow up the dream, you develop a bigger one. For God's sake, develop a bigger one. I trusted God for a car. I think that was 1991? Now, from the first day of the year, I believed God for it, and I believed God had agreed with it. 1st of January, I established that any moment from now, my 504 car is coming. I remember the first place I went to preach. After the message, a brother came up to me and gave me his bunch of keys. And said, while you were preaching, that God told me you will get that car this year. And that as a sign, I should give you my bunch of keys and that I should buy it back. And that whatever I give you is the first seed towards your car. So he bought the bunch of keys back with 5 naira. That was all he had. And I took that 5 naira and sold it in the church. Said, God, my dream is a reality. You have confirmed it. Now, when it was drawing towards the end of that year and there was no car, I told the devil, if this thing crosses over into the new year, I will change the model of the car to a bigger one. I will change the model of this car to a bigger one. Of course, it was December when someone came and said, Daddy said I should give you money for a car. December of that year. But the car did not manifest. So because it crossed over into the new year, I changed the model altogether to a superior model. That was exactly what I got in March. Increase this morning. Increase the size of your dream. Increase the size of your dream. And that's all that we're talking about today. We are on our success principles. Success formula. The success formula. Every member of this town must have this running inside their blood. Joshua 1:8. That's what we shared during the grace, isn't it? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. If you are in Daystar, you must be able to say that off head or off heart. If you can't say it, one of these days we should arrest the person. I remember there was this regime that came in Nigeria and said everyone had to know how to sing the anthem and say the pledge, you understand? And I remember our own state governor then used to run into government offices and ask, put people on the spot, sing the national anthem now. And the governor ran into an office and there was this elderly woman who was a secretary, said, oh yeah, sing the national anthem. He said, arise, O compatriots. My children, yay. Because you would be sacked on the spot if you couldn't sing this. Hallelujah. If in this time you can't quote Joshua 1:8, one of these days we'll catch you. Hallelujah. But then the success formula has four principles inside. This book of the law, information, shall not depart out of thy mouth, confession. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, meditation. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, action. Hallelujah. Information, confession, meditation, and action. He says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. We have discussed information. Information is the power to make or break. We have discussed confession. God says, as you have spoken in mine here, so will I do unto you. So God will not bless you beyond the level of your confession. And today we are on meditation. Hallelujah. Father, I ask in Jesus' mighty name, let this be a day of opening of eyes for us. Let this be a day of tremendous release of insight. Let the spirit of revelation rest upon us. Lord Jesus, let fire burn in our hearts. Let our hearts catch new dreams, catch new pictures. Lord, let us hear from heaven. Thank you, Lord. Today, someone here may be going through a rough situation. But Father, I know that by this time in the world, you will create a future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To meditate means to think. It means the Hebrew word translated meditation, or the Hebrew words, two Hebrew words translated meditation, mean so many words, but they look similar anyway. To think. To muse. To imagine. Now, to imagine means to form images in your mind. To mutter. To mutter, to talk to yourself. It means to ponder aloud. To ponder aloud. You see, the full meaning of meditation is slightly more than just thinking. It is thinking and talking. Actually, someone said that from the Hebrew understanding of meditation, it means to walk and talk. Walk and talk. It's to take time. As you are thinking, you are saying out what you are thinking. As you are thinking, you are speaking out what you are thinking. You are talking to yourself. Talking to yourself. Rapid thinking. And you are talking and thinking, and the ideas are growing and dreams are growing, and you are understanding more and more a particular situation and circumstance. Now, I've given all the positive words that describe meditation, but it also has the negative angle, which is the one most people master. Meditation also means to murmur. Meditation also means to murmur or to complain. To murmur or complain. Now, if we don't understand the positive ones, I'm sure almost everybody understands the negative one. What kind of a day is this? What kind of a thing is this? How could you have spoken to me like that? Nonsense. What kind of a thing is this? Eh? How is my own always like this? Ah, I've been coming here for the past 3 days, oh God. Eh? Uh-huh. That's meditation. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night." So, don't imagine that meditation is a very easy thing to do. It's the negative dimension of it that comes to us naturally. It takes discipline to get down to the dimension of meditation that will program your life for success. It takes discipline. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Psalm 1 talks about the blessed man. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Now, let's get that straight from the beginning. Stumbling on the word once in a while cannot bring scriptural prosperity. God's dimension of prosperity. Stumbling on the word once in a while. Stumbling on the word once in a week. Putting the Bible under your pillow and studying it only once a week cannot guarantee God's kind of prosperity. Now, it's not just reading. That's important. It's not the reading that prospers you. It's the meditation that prospers you. Now, that means getting to the point where you take one verse of the Bible and you begin to chew it. In fact, meditation is chewing in the mind. There are some animals that chew the cord. That's how we describe it, chew the cord, like the goat. They eat grass as much as they can per time. Then they now go back somewhere in isolation and settle down. And regurgitate everything they swallowed and now chew them and grind them to powder, to digestible state, and swallow them back again. Meditation is chewing the cord. It's getting to a point where you sit down with a verse of the Bible and try to get all the best that you can out of it. You roll it this way, roll it that way in your mind. You move it up, move it down. You move it around in your mind. While you are meditating on it, usually this is the experience of those who meditate on the word. While you are meditating deeply on a verse, other verses of the Bible begin to show up. to explain that one that you are meditating on. That's the experience of those who meditate in the Word. So I want us to put emphasis on the Word. As at the time God was speaking to Joshua, Joshua was about 80 years old. Joshua was about 80 years old, and he was a very busy man. He had just been appointed head over well over 1 million people. And God speaks to him and says, man, this is where your secret is. Put first things first. Meditation first. However busy you ever become, Joshua, you must find time to think. Because if you don't think, you will think. Joshua, when you increase the quality of your thoughts, you will increase the quality of your life. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Think about it. As at the time God was speaking to Joshua, there were only 5 books in the Bible. Genesis to Deuteronomy. And God says, Mr. Joshua, sit with those 5 books day and night. Now we have 66. As busy as he was, as bold as he was, God says the principles cannot be broken. You must find time to think. Because mind power is superior to muscle power. If you don't win the battles for Israel in your thoughts, Israel will not win on the ground. Joshua, take time to think. Time spent in thinking is investment, not a waste. Take time to think. You see, that's my encouragement today. Our environment does not put a high premium on thinking. We talk too much. We don't put a high premium on thinking. It is laziness of mind that has pushed the greater part of our society into corruption. Because we just don't want to think through. We don't want to crack situations in our minds. We don't want to spend the effort required to crack situations in our minds. That is why people want to get money the fast way, get fame the fast way, acquire the status the fast way, and every material thing. But there's a process. If we can be disciplined enough to put the thinking first, it's inevitable. Romans 12:2 says, you will be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Invest time in improving the quality of your thoughts. That's all we need. If you put the last things first, you will eventually have the first things last. I'll come again. Put first things first. Think before you act. It is meditation that gives value to action. And you will notice meditation comes before action in Joshua 1:8. Now, if you act before you meditate, you are putting the last thing first. So I'm saying, if you put the last thing first, you put action ahead of meditation, you will have eventually the first things last. Most people think after they have failed in action. Wisdom is succeeding in your thoughts and your plans before you now succeed on the ground. If you don't think ahead, you will think regret. If you don't think forward, you will think backward. But you will think. It's inevitable. Everybody must think. When you think is the issue. When you do the thinking is what makes the difference between success and failure. And it is better to think first, because that's the first thing. Think first before you act. If you put the last things first, you will eventually have the first things last. If you don't think ahead, you will think regrets. Meditation is a preview of coming attractions in your life. Hallelujah. You know, when they want to bring, when you want to show the film, or even on the TV, they give you clips of the movie they will be showing by 11 p.m. During the day, they give you clips, some action sports. So, meditation is an opportunity to get clips on your destiny, clips on your future, a preview of coming attractions in your life. Right in front of the cinema house, you have there the poster, beautiful picture on it. It says, coming attractions. You will become an attraction. There are coming attractions in my life. I play them up every day because I cannot leave the future to chance. Meditation is God's process for creation. Meditation is God's process for creation. Give time to thinking. Psalm 39 verse 3, which was quoted for us earlier on, my heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Now, the fire burned, I believe, was just a process of impartation. Something entered my heart. That's what he was saying. Something entered my heart. I personally have interpreted this to mean an opportunity for taking snaps. Taking snaps into my heart. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I have come to understand imagination. Your imagination is simply the film on your mind. Your mind is the camera box. And the imagination is just the film. Any picture you have on your imagination is what heaven prints out for you in real life. If you want an improvement in your life, then change the pictures on your film. That's how life works. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you don't renew your mind, we can't change your life. Like I say, the rate of change, that's what Romans 12 is saying. The rate of change in your life will always be directly proportional to the rate of change in your mind. And that's why we should put the premium on changing the mind and not running all over the city up and down and still achieving the same thing. Where have you been, say, running around? I've been running around. Stop running around. Run to God. Catch a good dream. Amen. Run to God. God is the supplier of dreams. Again, he supplies those pictures to you for a change in your life. So, stop running around. Run to God. Angels will do the running around for you. And you know what I discovered? When you run around God, men will eventually run around you. It's inevitable. Money will run around you. If you run towards God, money will run towards you. Because he created money. Hallelujah. Alright? Meditation is your opportunity for receiving from heaven. If you were here during the word explosion, we shared on direction, key to greatness. And we were talking on hearing from God. And I said most of the methods we have described by which God speaks to us are these hyper-spiritual ones. You see an angel, you have a vision, or you fall into a trance, or you hear an audible voice from heaven. But those are the exception rather than the rule. God does not talk to most human beings like that. I've never seen an angel, and there's no need pretending. Seeing an angel does not make you spiritual. There were sinners in the Bible who saw angels, you understand? Does not make you spiritual. But hearing from God accurately makes you spiritual. So the issue is, how do you hear? And you remember during that message, I said, telecommunication today gives us insight into how God communicates with us human beings generally. Wireless communication. And I said there are three things involved: sounds, pictures, and the written page. And that's how God communicates, basically. Now, meditation opens you up to pictures from heaven. It's your opportunity for tuning on to the frequency of heaven. When David said, while I was musing, the fire burned, it was like, I just got the frequency, I got the right channel. And then the picture flashed on my screen. The picture flashed on my screen. I saw something. In Psalm 119, verse 23, David says, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in the word. There are two satellite stations in the spirit realm, one from heaven and one from hell. Now, the process of meditation is your process of receiving signals from the spirit realm. You are either receiving pictures from the devil or you are receiving from God per time. That's what I found out. So the person who is given to murmuring and complaining and worry is tuned to the frequency of hell. You can't catch any good dream there. The person who is focused on God's word and playing up the word in his or her mind is tuned to the frequency of heaven. But this year, by the blood of Jesus, your ears will be blocked to hell.
Amen.
You will hear from heaven.
Amen.
Like you never had before, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So it's your opportunity for hearing. I believe before, engaging your mind and your imagination puts power into your prayer life. Puts power into your prayer life. Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 19, he said that he does not do anything of his own, but whatsoever the Father shows him. He said in verse 20, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him whatsoever himself doeth. Jesus was, I see pictures. That's what Jesus was saying. I receive pictures from God. All the miracles you see me working are miracles, are the realities of the pictures I receive from God. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If your mind is not functioning while you are praying, how do you receive the pictures that God is trying to supply in answer to your prayer? My prayer life gathered momentum and took on a new dimension when God taught me, engage your mind while you are praying. Apostle Paul described the problem he had in 1 Corinthians 14:14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed, but my understanding is unfruitful. Then he said in verse 15, I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, I will sing with the understanding also. The spirit of God just ministered to me. Don't let your mind be unfruitful when you are praying. If you are speaking in tongues and you don't understand what you are saying, put the picture of what you are praying for in your mind. Roll it around in your mind. By the time I answer the prayer, I will give you a new picture of the same situation. And as soon as the situation changes in your mind, know that it is inevitable to change on the ground. Like Genesis 11, 6, Almighty God says, and now, this they have imagined to do, and nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Now that helped my prayer life. That helped my prayer life. But what I found out is the average Pentecostal Christian, when he's speaking in tongues, suspends his mind. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1, I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower, see what the Lord will say to me. I will see what the Lord will say. I will see what the Lord will say to me and what I will answer when I am reproved. He said, and the Lord answered me and said what? Write the vision. If you don't have a Bible and paper there, what are you going to do? You are going to miss out on some of the best ideas of your life if you don't have a Bible and a paper near you while you are praying. I pray while reading books. I open pages and I pray while reading them. Because that is God's method of communicating. Pages out of books authored by other preachers jump out at me as a revelation, as God speaking. I engage my mind. I learned longest time. If your prayer does not agree with the thoughts of your mind, it's not likely you are going to get an answer. You get an answer when your prayer agrees with your thoughts. You are transformed how? By the renewing of your mind. If your prayer does not affect your mind, it is not going to affect your life. Very important. Engage your mind. I say, speaking in tongues, remomo. But Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 verses 16 and 17, Apostle Peter was quoting Joel, the prophet. In the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall do what? Shall prophesy. Very likely that while you are speaking in tongues, some words will flow into your spirit. Some sounds will flow into your spirit. And then it says, your young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. Don't get hooked on speaking in tongues and suspend your mind. That mind is the connecting point between the spirit world and the natural physical world, the material world. Most Christians are very hot spiritually, but they cannot see a commensurate level of result in their secular lives. And they don't know where the problem is. It's because of the suspension of the activity of their minds. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, but we are suffering financial lack in the physical. And it's a problem with the connecting points. Your spirit man is connected to heaven, receives from heaven, but it is your mind that translates everything you receive into what you can understand down here. If God speaks to you directly in his own language, you'll be confused. Heaven is superior to this. He says, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. It is because our thoughts are not the thoughts of animals that they can't understand us. They can't understand our language. Hallelujah. Now, if God's thoughts are not our thoughts, then his language cannot be our language. It's your mind that God put down there as a decoder to bring down spiritual facts and realities into the natural plane. Then they can be translated into material blessings and realities. Engage the use of your mind this year. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Almighty God says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. This year, God will give you access to higher thoughts. Amen. Sincerely speaking, this year is a year for higher thoughts. Higher discoveries, higher dreams, bigger dreams than you ever dreamt in your life. This year, in Jesus' mighty name. Come with me to Psalm 77. We'll just speak a few verses, mostly from the Psalms. If anybody understood meditation, think it was David, the psalmist. Psalm 77. Let's read verses 10 to 12. Psalm 77 from verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. I will think and I will be talking. Now this man was in a problem. He was in a negative situation. He said, this is my infirmity. This is my sickness. This is my weakness. This is my problem. He said, but I'm not going to focus on the problem. I'm not going to focus on my adversity. He said, the first thing I'm going to do is that I'm going to replay all the miracles and breakthroughs that God gave me before. I will remember. I will remember that there's no negative situation that God has not seen me through. I will remember that there's no problem I've had that God did not help me to solve. I will remember that where I am today was not where I was tomorrow. And that if God could move me from where I was tomorrow to where I am today, that then God can move me from where I am today to where I'm supposed to be tomorrow. I will remember. I will remember all thy works of old. Now that's what the Bible is all about. I will remember the crossing of the Red Sea. I will remember. I will remember the Passover in Egypt and how God destroyed Pharaoh and destroyed all the gods of Egypt. I will remember the blood of the Passover lamb. I will remember how God made a promise to Abraham and Sarah, and how even after they were well past menopause, they prospered. And God still gave them a child. I will remember how during the season of famine, God led Isaac, and he sowed and reaped 100-fold. I will remember that a person can thrive during the famine. I will remember how God led Elijah to a place called Dire, and how he survived through the season of famine. I will remember. I will remember how God lifted Joseph from the prison to become prime minister in a single day. I will remember that however worse my situations may be, God does not need my lifetime to turn my life around. He needs only one day. Hallelujah. I will remember that the God I serve is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. I will remember that he's a healer. I will remember that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. I will remember that he supplied a ram to Abraham, and we don't even know where the ram came from. Therefore, I may not understand how my money is going to come, but I will prosper all the same. Yeah. Hallelujah! He's the God of mysterious supplies. I will remember. Instead of sitting down and murmuring and complaining and groaning, I will remember. Amen. Instead of remembering the bad thing that person said about me, remembering how she called me a fool. Did you hear she said I was a fool? Why are you meditating on that? She called you a fool. That was in the past. But if you are bringing the past into your mind now, then you are using the past to create your future. No. Princes did sit and speak against me, David says. He said, but I was not stupid enough to focus my mind on what they said. Thy servant did meditate in thy word. I have a destiny to fulfill. Psalm 119 verse 23. Thy servant did meditate in thy word. Says, I will remember. Then he says in verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Look at the sea. That's why I love to go to the beach once in a while and just stay in there during the work hours when most people are not there in Lagos. And I stay there. And the first thing I do, put my books down and everything under a shed, and I stand before the ocean and I think. I look at the cloud. The waters are there hanging in the sky, and they are not dropping down on us. I look at the ocean. I hear the sound of the waves, and I realize that this same water I'm seeing is touching several other continents, thousands of kilometers away. Then I tell him, Lord, if you could make this, then you can heal the sick. If you could create all this water and put the boundaries there and there, then you can prosper a man. God, I believe there is nothing that is impossible with you. Then I take a seat. Hallelujah. I'm ready for my meditation. Amen. I'm ready. I'm just tuning my frequency with heaven. I tell him, Lord, I believe that with you nothing shall be impossible. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. He says, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them. That what? That thy profiting may appear before all. Your profiting is waiting for your meditation. Amen. That thy profiting may appear before all. Come with me to Genesis chapter 24. Just one verse. Beautiful verse of the Bible there. Genesis 24 and verse 63. When later you hear how prosperous this man was, you are not surprised, because he had a secret. Genesis 24 and verse 63 says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. The important point here is Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. Isaac, I want you to notice some of the principles to effective meditation here. Isaac went out to the field. No human beings, no noise. So number one, isolation. You need isolation for effective meditation. Get apart. Stop talking. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tended only to poverty. It is be quick to hear and slow to speak. What you hear is what prospers you. It is what you hear that gives meaning to what you have to say. There are those who say something, and there are those who have something to say. You don't have to talk if you don't have something to say. Hallelujah. There are those who say something, and there are those who have something to say. Here is Isaac. Isolation. He went apart into the field. Number two, set apart time to meditate. Don't sit down in your living room. Your wife is there. The house girl is there. Your four children are there. And then you sit down in the sitting room with your Bible and you open it and you say you are meditating. That's not meditation. That's not meditation. You are trying to impress God. That's all. That's not meditation. Just trying to impress God. And to impress yourself. Before you know what's happening, one of the children will hit the other one. Say, hey, leave him alone. Why are you doing that? Now don't beat him. And after some time, you just hear somebody just throw something in the kitchen, and there's a big crash, and then you hear the sound of breaking glass. Say, hey, what happened there? I hope nothing has broken down. That is not meditation. Hallelujah. You need isolation to get a revelation. You need isolation to get a revelation because God speaks to one person at a time. And God is not in the noise and he's not in the rows. He speaks with a still, small voice. That's what Elijah learned in 1 Kings 19. Still, small voice. So you need isolation, you need quietness, and you need time set apart to meditate. But you see, the good thing I notice is that in Genesis 26, there was a famine in the land. Now, everybody was confused. Isaac wanted to move down to Philistine, but God spoke to him. So you know that Isaac used to hear from God. Isaac was hearing from God, but he was a man given to meditation. The second thing you notice is that in that Genesis 26, by the time you get to verse 12, the Bible says, and Isaac sowed in that land that same year, and he reaped 100-fold. And the Philistines envied him. Meditation will turn you into an envy. You will be envied in this country. Everybody was suffering famine. There was a problem. There wasn't enough water. But for the man who was thinking, he found a way through. He was working on ideas and principles that were superior. Because his thoughts were superior, his results were superior. He reaped 100-fold that year. Verse 13 of Genesis 26 says, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Greatness begins in your thoughts. Isaac was a thinker. That's just the point. Isaac was a thinker. Isaac was given to meditation. This year, you will wax great. This year, you will go forward. And this year, you will grow until you become very great. If you have been great before this year, God will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. Given to meditation. Turn with me to Psalm 63. David again. You see, sometimes, you see, the TV is very good. But in the hand of the devil, it is very bad. And because to a large extent, TV stations today are under the influence of unbelievers, then the TV has terrible corrupting influences on people. Isaac did not have a TV set during their own day. He did not have a physical one, but he had an internal one. After working during the day, Isaac would go and sit down in the field and take time to preview tomorrow. Preview the future. How do we farm with better implements next year? How do we produce and get better yields next year? What are we supposed to do? Those were the things that gave him the hedge. Now, the TV today is causing the suspension of the of people's minds. And then feeding people and feeding their minds with all kinds of junks. Many Christians don't understand that some of the sins they are struggling with are straight from the tube. The fornication, adultery, and sexual lust that they are struggling with is straight from the tube. Because today they use sex to sell everything. Until their soap opera or their movie has sex inside it, it's not selling yet. It's so terrible. And we don't understand that these things unconsciously and gradually feed and program our minds for sin. Jesus said adultery comes from inside, and that's the truth. And the TV is a major way by which the thing gets inside. Now, Isaac did not have the TV box, but he had one inside him. He spent time. Instead of getting TV from the TV station, it was getting from heaven. If you spend more time before the TV than you spend meditating in the Word, you are programming yourself for failure. There is a failure mechanism automatically invested inside. Listen, thank God today that the Bible is on computer. I used it before. The Bible is on computer. But the point is, the computer will only bring out the Bible for you. The computer cannot think for you. Meditation is what you must do for yourself. Even if you read books written by people on the Bible, what you are reading is the product of their own meditation. You used money to buy it. They collected your money. What they found from the Bible will prosper they themselves. But for you, it is only, again, raw material for your private meditation. It is private discovery that guarantees private recovery. Your success is waiting for your personal discoveries in God's Word. The truth that you know will set you free. Psalm 63. Very important. Psalm 63. Take just two verses. Psalm 63, verses 5 and 6. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee, soul prosperity is the guarantee of material wealth. 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. How? Even as thy soul prospereth. If you are not prospering in the soul, you can't prosper on the ground except if you steal. If you are not prospering in the soul, you can't prosper materially. It says you will prosper and be in health to the degree to which your soul prospers. But the psalmist is saying here, it is because I remember you on my bed and meditate on you in the night watches. That is why my soul is filled with marrow and fatness. Take time to increase the value of your soul. Take time to become prosperous inside. I've said this over and over again. Success is not what you have or what you do. Success is who you are. It is because you are a millionaire inside that it becomes inevitable that you must have the millions in your account. It is not because you have millions in your account that you become a millionaire. There are many poor millionaires in Nigeria today. Wretched millionaires. Because their poverty mentality is still pursuing them. After stealing 100 million naira, they are not satisfied. Because the material wealth they gathered cannot cure the spiritual disease that they have. Poverty is a spiritual disease. Let your soul be satisfied with marrow and fat. Some people are fat outside but very lean inside. That's why they are still not satisfied. They are rich materially but poor inside them. And that's why they cannot steal enough. And their wealth breeds insecurity in their lives. So pay attention to replenishing your spiritual resources. Add value to your life through meditation. You will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I am wealthier this year than I was this time last year. And I'm not measuring that wealth because of the improvement in my financial or material resources. I'm measuring it because there's a drastic difference between the level of revelation, knowledge, and insight in my heart now than what was there last year. I am a very prosperous man. Every day leaves me with something better. Replenish your spiritual resources. In Psalm 119 verse 97, it says, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Come to the point where you are not responding and reacting to situations and circumstances throughout the day. Focus on the word. The person who insulted you, the person who did something wrong, your wife who said this, your child who did that, stop getting affected by all the natural things around during the day. Keep your peace of mind. Be still and know that I am God. Keep your peace of mind and focus on the positive things in God's word. Your life will radically turn around. In Psalm 119 verse 99, he says, "I have more understanding than all my teachers because I meditate in thy precepts." In other words, your life will be better than that of your boss. I've said there are people here who will eventually become richer than their employers now. Why? I meditate. And I pray. So you come to a point where you are inside by soul prosperity. You are wealthier than your boss. So it's only a matter of time. Joseph was a slave in Potiphar's house. But the Bible says he was a prosperous man. Genesis 39. He was a prosperous man, but he was a slave in somebody's house. You see, he was wealthier inside than Potiphar that he was working for. It was inevitable that God will promote him to become a superior to Potiphar. It was inevitable. So he says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? I meditate in your precepts. If you think better this year, you will live better this year. Mind power is superior to muscle power. If Satan will fight you, the starting point of the fight is in your mind. 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not." That is the starting point. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 says, "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." It is not a matter of how many times you keep disturbing them at the ministry for commerce. No. It is how much God has blessed you on the inside that will make it inevitable that they will respond to you at the ministry. Stop running around. Run to God first. Make discoveries in the world. It is inevitable that this world will produce for you. So he says, "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." What are those strongholds? Verse 5. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It is through the process of meditation that you trap poverty. You eradicate poverty from your mind. You program their positive thoughts on prosperity, put in a new dream and a new picture. That exam that you have failed 4 times, you gather scriptures from the world. You trap that thought in your mind. You wipe that thought out. You invest so much of the word there, and you stamp a new picture and a new dream. The next time you enter the exam hall, you passed the examination before you came in for the exam. This exam is only just to fulfill all righteousness. You understand? You passed before you came, because you already passed inside. It's the process of meditation that helps you that way. If you win in your imagination, you will win on the ground. Whatever you conceive inside, you will achieve outside. Now, this year will bring remarkable change into our lives. Amen. Set out time early in the morning. Set out time during the day. Before you sleep, set out time. Just play back miracles in your mind. Play signs, play wonders. If there is anybody who has achieved anything like what you are looking for, move close to the person. Now, take the picture of the person in your mind and use it to project where you will be in 10 years' time. You understand? That's part of the things we should do. Have heroes. Cut some of their pictures if you can find. Place them beside your bed and meditate on that. I was at the stadium on Friday. You understand? For the all-night, the Holy Ghost service. I was not there because I was looking for healing. I didn't need healing. God had blessed me. What I went there to do was to catch pictures. That's what I wanted to do. And I sat down throughout. I caught the picture of everything, life. And I will confess to you, I was talking to myself there, that I will preach there. Yeah. Not that you now sit down. Now sit down. Say, God said, The Spirit of God said it. When I understand the principle, catch the picture, catch the dream. I caught a dream that I will preach in one of the largest churches in Lagos last year. I caught it. In fact, our pastors also caught it. Last week, I was given an invitation to preach there this year. Yeah. Sat down there and some I will preach here in Jesus' name. God said it, but understand the principles. If God tells you now, this year, if you were a farmer and God tells you this year, your harvest will be 20 times what it was last year, and you sit down speaking in tongues, will you get the harvest? You must. That is when the principles will work for you. Carry seeds with joy. Carry seeds with joy. Then go and look for the person who has already gotten 20 times the harvest you have this year and ask him what he did to get 20 times. Operate by the same principles. And then you can get the same results that the person is saying. What God said has given you the guarantee that you will get it. But you must still operate by his principles. I went there to catch dreams and catch pictures. And see how the ushers were running around, because that's the same way our ushers were run. And see how the counseling was. I looked at the public address system, looked at everything very well, looked at the organization, how they took the offering, looked at everything. You are looking at me. That's how I got to where I am now, you understand? That's how I'm going to get to where I'm going. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Meditation. You will think like you never thought before this year.
Amen.
Listen, you will succeed like you never succeeded before. I want to close, but I'm finding it difficult to land. Let me read a few verses. Hallelujah. Let me use a few verses and use that to prophesy on your life. Amen. Isaiah 55. From verse 8. From verse 6, verses 6 to 13. We'll read very quickly. Isaiah 55, verses 6 to 13. Isaiah 55, verses 6 to 13. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Now, while the prayer is going on, what should take place? Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man is what? His thoughts. Well, that's where his problem starts from. Forsake his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. This year, every thought of poverty will be forsaken here.
Amen.
Every thought of sickness, every thought of stagnation and lack of promotion, every thought of failure will be forsaken.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You see, every picture and every word God gives you this year, they will not return to God until they have turned you into a miracle this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is saying, as soon as you catch a word from me, as soon as you catch a new picture and a new dream from me, your future and your success becomes absolutely guaranteed. He says, they make the earth to God. Things will respond to you better this year. You understand? Better this year. Now, he says in verse 12, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. You know what I mean? The mountains were supposed to be your problems. They will make way for you this year. He says they will break out before you in singing. And the trees of the field will clap their hands. In other words, that's congratulations. Cheering you on. Man, you made it. We know this time we can't hold you down again. Just go right on. And succeed. Verse 13, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Now, what is he saying? Instead of the thorn, he says, shall come up the fir tree. The thorn, you know, is a bad thing. So, because of your meditation and the change in your thoughts this year, every curse will turn into a blessing.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, instead of failure, this time you will get success.
Amen.
Instead of financial lack and poverty, it says you will get prosperity.
Amen.
Instead of sickness, this year it will be divine health.
Amen.
This year, I'm telling you, life will respond to you better this year.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
He says, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. You will produce better on your job.
Amen.
You will produce better in your business.
Amen.
This year, I'm telling you, we have inaugurated and anointed and enthroned millionaires in this church this year. It's inevitable. Amen. And one single tithe, 100,000 naira. Are you ready to pay it? Now, there are many of such this year. We started this week with the cars. And thank God we got the kind of car we want to be praying for this year. Beautiful Honda Accord on Wednesday. Now, that's the kind of car. I'm going to lay hand on V-boots. In this church this year, lay hands on all brands of cars. Anyone you can catch in your dream, that's the important thing. Amen. The one you can catch, hallelujah. There will be Tokumbo and there will be Factory Boy, you understand? The one that just came from the ocean, the one that just came from the factory. Different ones like that. Official and private, you understand? All kinds this year. In Jesus' mighty name. Rise up to your feet with me. Amen. It's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new day. It's a better day. Hallelujah. It's a better day. It's a better day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, there's just one prayer point we're going to pray. Lord, upgrade my thinking this year. That's all I want this year. I have thoughts like an entrepreneur for long enough. I want to think like a millionaire, you understand? Lord, upgrade my thinking. I have thought sickness for long enough. I want to think health. I have thought like a barren person for long enough. I'm not barren anymore. I want to think like a fruitful person. That's it. Now, I have thought like a frustrated single for long enough. I want to begin to think like a married person. Now, Lord, upgrade my thinking. I have thought local long enough. I want to begin to think international. Go ahead and ask him. Upgrade my thinking. Give me access to higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. I forsake the thoughts of poverty. I forsake the thoughts of sickness. I forsake the thoughts of backwardness. They won't hear it from my mouth again. Oh God, make my prayer life exciting. Make my prayer life exciting. Now, if you are here this morning, you are not yet born again. I like to tell you this, you may never realize it, but the place where Satan is taking the dominion over your life is in your thought life. And listen, the devil is too powerful for you. The devil is too powerful for you. Until you have Jesus in your life to help you to fight the devil, Satan will still gain control over your mind. As long as he has control over your thoughts, he has control over your feelings and your desires. This morning, as you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, accept him into your heart. Jesus will give you the victory over the devil.
Amen.
He will break the thoughts of poverty and failure and sickness out of your life. He will break sinful habits out of your life. You want to say, Pastor Sam, please, I need forgiveness for my sins. And that's the point. Sin is a destroyer. Sin corrupts our minds. Sin is a computer virus, jams our system. and makes us to malfunction. Let Jesus set you free this morning and you can start a new life altogether. Now I want every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are that person this morning, whether you are outside under the canopy or you are right inside here in the hall, you want me to pray with you that Jesus should forgive your sins and by his blood wash all those sins away. You want me to pray with you? Please raise up your hand. God bless you. I want to pray with you. Pastor Sam, please pray with me. I want forgiveness for my sins. I want a new life altogether. I don't want the devil winning in my mind anymore. I don't want the devil winning in my mind. I don't want sin knocking me down anymore. Pastor Sam, please pray with me. God bless you. Raise that hand up. And we're going to pray together. Someone says, I've been born again before, but I have backslidden. And I want to rededicate my life to Jesus today. God bless you. Also, raise up your hand. I'd like to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. Counselors, please stand by them. Thank you, Lord, as we pray. Father, Lord, thank you. As I plead the blood of Jesus on every single one of these people, thank you. Let the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross blot every stain and every sin away. Let the power of your Spirit come on them. We receive a miracle of transformation. Miracle of change in their hearts. They will be free forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now everyone hand with me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Father, you are the one who walks with me to confirm your word with signs following. And I ask, Lord Jesus, on every single person present here this morning, fresh grace to think like we never thought before. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I receive access to higher thoughts.
Amen.
For every single person in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare today that you receive an upgrading in your thoughts.
Amen.
Upgrading in the dreams of your mind.
Amen.
Upgrading in your understanding. Receive insight.
Amen.
Receive the solutions.
Amen.
I declare that this year there will be no door that will be permanently locked against you.
Amen.
This is the year that in your imagination you will always find a way.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare today every thought of failure and poverty and sickness we forsake.
Amen.
We eradicate.
Amen.
We blot them out by the blood of Jesus. Father, thoughts of victory, thoughts of healing,
amen.
Thoughts of divine health,
amen.
Thoughts of safety,
amen.
Thoughts of abundance,
amen.
Thoughts of success,
amen.
We receive.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
This year is the best one so far.
Amen.
I declare now, because the thoughts of sickness are gone, every kind of sickness in anyone's body, I curse you, die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak healing.
Amen.
I speak health.
Amen.
I speak restoration.
Amen.
On every single person in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the business, I command a supernatural turnaround.
Amen.
In academics, supernatural turnaround.
Amen.
Lord, no one who desires admissions this year will remain here without an admission. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your admission. Lord, nobody fails professional examinations in this church this year. By the power of the Spirit of God, I prophesy succeed in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. There are many who come to church on their feet. But I thank you, Jesus, because if you were around today, you will ride comfortable vehicles. I prophesy from the east, the west, the south, and the north. Let the wind blow in vehicles into this church in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who trek to church on their feet now, by the end of this year, thank you for miracles of provision.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, because there are people who just manage to wear clothes to church. to find clothes to wear to church today. But Lord, I prophesy, by the end of this year, wardrobes will be changed.
Amen.
Wardrobes will be changed.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Let's give him a big, big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's have our seats. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone will get a miracle job this week.
Amen.
Now go ahead and prophesy again under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Breakthroughs. Breakthroughs. Mighty name. Father, Lord, every single person lives here with heaven's atmosphere.
Amen.
All the prophecies and blessings pronounced in this service today will produce a harvest in every life this week in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is a week of breakthroughs.
Amen.
Miracle breakthroughs.
Amen.
Fruit of the womb this week. Financial breakthrough this week.
Amen.
Job breakthrough this week.
Amen.
Admissions this week.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now everybody said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. I shall meditate therein day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then I shall make my way prosperous, and then I shall have good. Now listen to me. On Wednesday, we'll have the conclusion on the success formula. Action. You should try not to miss it.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed. For additional tapes, CDs, and books, please contact us through the address on this CD. God bless you.